Good people attend, I bring a relation of girls in this nation who fought to defend the kingdom and crown. In this present reign they fought on the main like strangers to fate. And now here's another, and now here's another, was listed of late. At Fair Island, in soldier's attire, a woman did fire and valiantly stand at the siege of Cork. While the shot did rebound, she received a wound, yet fear not the foe. And now here's another, and now here's another, for Flanders would go. A generous maid, both youthful and pretty, in Westminster City, herself she arrayed in robes like a youth. To a captain she came, where her sweet maiden name she changed and concealed, then listed for Flanders, then listed for Flanders, to fight in the field. The captain, when he did look on this beauty, contrary to duty, was troubled to see so pleasant a youth to go out of this land under martial command to face a proud foe. But yet this young stripling resolved to go. My parents are dead, both father and mother, and therefore no other thoughts runs in my head but a soldier's life. If I happen to die, there is no one to cry for me, sir, I know, and therefore a soldier, and therefore a soldier, to Flanders I'll go. Immediately then, the youth being willing, received a shilling. With other new men thus listed was she, lest they should change their mind, they were straightways confined from running away. At length her dear parents was told where she lay. Her mother straight went where she did behold her. The damsels she told her, there's none should prevent her noble design. For in brisk armor bright, she resolved to fight, and often replied, there's captains and colonels, there's captains and colonels to stand by our side. Dear daughter, forbear, you never shall merit true fame by that spirit, for I have took care to get your discharge. When she found it was so, and that home she must go, her grief did excel. In Westminster City,